Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammerer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer, and today we are talking about how referrals and power partnerships can drive business growth without having to chase clients. And I'm so glad to be joined today by Sebastian Cruz. He is the founder of Dream Team 100 and just an expert in this referrals, partnerships, and I'm just so excited to join into this conversation, which is one that we all need to be having as business owners. So welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me on. And I feel like there's so much alignment, so I'm excited for our conversation.
Absolutely. So give me a little bit of your backstory. What led you to create what you're doing today with Dream Team?
Yeah, so it all started with me having my own referral or my own mastermind. And I partnered up with a mentor of mine to co-produce a course. And as a part of that, I was extracting his genius. And I asked him, how much have you generated through referrals? And he thought about it and he said, 20 million, and then just started talking about something else because he's so damn humble. And I was like, whoa, like, for real? And he said, yeah, that's conservative. So that planted the seed in my mind of what if I could grow my business through referrals? And at that point in time, it was COVID time. So there was so much censorship all over social media. Things were getting taken down. So I thought, if I don't have to give any more money to Mark Zuckerberg and I can grow my business, then that sounds great. So, which by the way, nothing against billionaires or anything like that. It's just the censorship that got me. So I put together a referral circle of close allies, people I absolutely love, have known for over 10 years, experts of their craft. And that referral circle exploded into a referral network to a point where I realized like, oh, I'm going to merge both together. And that's where the referral mastermind was born.
I love this. So much to dig into. I think that, you know, when we're trying to grow our businesses, you know, there's so much focus on ads and ads being like the real driver. But can you talk about what you've seen, you know, kind of the power of relationships and how actually, you know, especially once you get to a certain level, how relationships actually might be more that X factor than ads to really drive, you know, substantial growth. And then also, you know, I know, you know, something that you really advocate is it's more than about proximity and being in the right rooms. It's the intentionality behind how those relationships are constructed to take it, you know, beyond the room into actually doing business. So,
yeah, absolutely. So in my community, we have 6 and 7 figure coaches and people with offers of 25K offers, 50K offers, 100K offers, 150, 250K offers. And when people looked at their client base, they said, oh, these all came from referrals. These all came from relationships, being in the right rooms with the right people. And so if a person has a higher ticket item, number one, there's a higher trust barrier for that. And so what I find right now is that everybody, like AI is better than before, ever than before. It's amazing. And people don't know what to trust because everything looks real. So I believe we're in a trust recession in a way. And everything can be faked. Everything can be constructed. So what are people going back to? They're going back to a friend of a friend. Like, hey, have you actually used this? What has this been like? So now I believe it's better than ever for people who are amazing at their craft. Like, are you incredible at what you do? Do you have passion and love for the service that you provide? Yes, yes, and yes. Then it's referrals are the way. And specifically, community is the part that explodes that even more. But I'll pitch it over to you.
Yeah. So, you know, how does someone go about, you know, if someone say has been, you know, relying on ads, maybe organic social media, but they're, you know, they
they feel like they're not really kind of capitalizing on, you know, referrals. Like how does someone go about, you know, kind of like building that into their business model?
Yes. So one of the fun things, I come from an internet marketing background, and I'm just very, I've seen how much time people put into the webinar, the social, the ad, they're thinking all this time. And it's like, what if we just took 10 minutes and looked at your clients who have referred you the most clients, you know, or the friends or the allies or the, you know, colleagues that have referred you. And what people find is there's typically like at least two or three. And it's like, why not call them up? Why not love up on them? Why not take them to dinner or like give them a gift or something like that? Like really nurture that. Because in the ads way of thinking things, it's like having a converting channel and being like, I'm going to turn off those ads, you know, go somewhere else. So really taking that same mindset to referrals, and it's like, hey, let's double down on what's producing the best results.
Yeah. And I'd love your perspective on this, but just kind of like what you described, it's kind of like, you know, the focus on kind of like ads, it's always like the kind of like getting new people in. And of course that's always important, but it's like, okay, what do you do once they're in? And, you know, really, I think what you're talking about is nurturing that relationship over time and then, you know, focusing on the highest impact places. So, you know, who are, you know, the kind of like raving fan clients or, you know, kind of like partners who can ultimately, if you nurture that relationship a little bit more versus being so focused, you know, on just kind of more on the front end, you know, what could that create in your business?
Yes, exactly. And one thing that I hear from people is like, I love referrals. Referrals are great. They buy faster, they buy easier, they buy more, and it's not consistent. So that's usually what I find people going to ads, because then it's like, oh, this can be consistent. It can be automatic. And so there are ways to make referrals consistent. And so we can go into that if you'd like at some point. But yeah, that's what I'd like to just show, a new way of like easier sales, faster sales, and consistent sales through referrals and relationships.
Yeah, I'd love to go into that. You know, how do you kind of like begin to kind of like systematize, like what do you do, you know, and how to, can people kind of begin to bake that into their business operations?
Yes. So this is a technique, super simple. Probably I would say surprisingly simple, almost where you're like, it can't be that simple, but like it literally is. So this technique, once I learned it, got me so flooded with referrals. So I had to pause for 5 months and just like refigure out my delivery and flow and business model. So it's a technique called the referral party by Mike Koenigs, who developed it, created a multi seven figure business, has shared it with others as well. So essentially what it is two people meet together like us and put an hour in the Zoom calendar. 30 minutes, you go first, you tell me about your business, what's top of mind for you, do you have an event coming up, or your podcast or your program, whichever it is, I'm listening to that and I'm going through my contacts live. And some people have their contacts in a spreadsheet, some people are like Instagram, some people LinkedIn, Facebook, it doesn't matter, just like wherever your people are. And literally just that simple act of pulling open a list and being like, hey, you know, there's Dan right here. Do you think he'd be a good fit? He's doing this. And you'd say, that sounds amazing. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just find more Dans. Or you say, that's really close. However, you know, I'm looking for somebody who's a little bit more farther along here or vice versa. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, that reminds me of, you know, Brad or Jane or whichever it is. So what I found was when I would do that, I would get 5 to 10 high quality referrals every referral party, which is just an hour in the Zoom calendar. And then the rule that we had for ourselves is send the referrals in 48 hours. Boom. And then that just completely changed my life. So I'm realizing, I'm like, if I just do 1 hour a week, like I'm getting a lot of referrals. If I do two, like 20 high quality, high trust. And since then, the stages and the speaking opportunities, the relationships, the people I've gotten put in front of have just been insane. Where I'm thinking, I'm like, this person would have never been on a webinar if I would have put it, they never would have downloaded my ebook. They never would have downloaded my, like joined my free school community or whatever. But somehow I got to get in front of this person through a relationship.
I love that. I'm absolutely going to put that into action, you know, with what we do at Firestarter, because, you know, we have a community of entrepreneurs and it just, you know, we've seen the connections that have already started to take place in our community, but just kind of like that next level of making it intentional and systematizing it. So thank you for that tip.
It and works I really well.
Put it into action myself as well. So, you know, as we've been talking about this, I feel like there's kind of like a couple of buckets of referrals that maybe you can kind of like lend a little more insight on. You know, I can see kind of like, so, you know, clients, you know, your best clients, the ones who are like the raving fans who are always, you know, sharing what you do, like, hey, like, I, you know, maybe through an affiliate program or whatever. And then the more kind of like peer to peer referrals, if you want to kind of like talk about kind of the different kinds of referrals.
Yes, a great point. So referral party is great for peer to peer as well. And you have an amazing community. And that's, again, that's the rocket fuel for this, is with community, because each of us can be a lone wolf, like referral, you know, entrepreneur going out and be very successful. However, so much more easier, faster, and fun with community. So peer-to-peer would be that example. And it really depends on what people are looking for. I find that people are looking for either direct clients, you know, referrals, or they're looking for speaking. And that can be in person, online, podcasts, of course, or they're looking for partnerships, you know, like who are promo partners or referral partners for them. And the way to think about that is like, who's got a complementary business. So, you know, the social media agency is probably really complementary with, you know, GHL, you know, provided white label. So really looking for those 1 + 1 = 11 collaborations. And if a person has like 2 or even 3 partnerships where they're consistently sending business, then other problems come up, which is not lead flow. It's how do we deal with, you know, all this lead flow?
Exactly. I was literally the 1 + 1 = 11 is I was literally having that, you know, thought going through my mind, yeah, you know, as you were, yeah, saying that. So it's totally. And I think that, you know, someone in my circles who, you know, interconnects with you know, some of our mutual connections, because it's all, I think that's the thing too, is you never know where those connections will lead and how they'll interconnect and how they'll circle back. So I think the more that we can kind of like mesh together and support each other to create that, you know, 11X factor, the better. But, you know, he describes it, Dave Sanderson, and he describes it as wormholes. So I think, you know, some of those, that's the way he describes this, you know, where you connect with someone, you build the relationship, and there are some people who connect and just open up these portals for you, you know, that just can create those, you know, 11X results. But to get there, you just have to have the conversation, build the relationship, and I think have a level of intentionality around it.
Totally. I love that wormhole, because it's just like, yeah, you just go to the other side. You save so much time, so much effort. And it's like a door that you just walk through. And I want to double click on something with community as well, because, you know, I feel like referrals and just lead generation in general can be transactional by default. So I believe that community is the key of being with people who have the same values of generosity, being purpose-driven, being like, hey, let's have each other's back. Let's go on this long-term journey together. There's a phrase by Naval Ravikant, play long-term games with long-term people. So that's, I feel like, a key piece as well, is that we can create these wormholes when we're in community, I believe, with people who have each other's back. And it's like, all right, let me open as many doors for you, and then vice versa. And then it's just, man, an explosive combination.
Yeah. I actually want to share a personal story about this experience, you know, inside my business. Because everything you're saying is just so true. A few years ago, as I was really, you know, kind of deepening my commitment, you know, to building my, you know, kind of personal brand, personal impact, I hired a mentor, because I'm a big believer in mentorship, continued, you know, personal development at every level. Her name is Michelle Cunningham. And I, you know, clicked on an ad on the internet and ended up, you know, hiring her at her highest level of working with her one-on-one for a year. And, you know, to me, it was worth having that personal access one-on-one to be working with someone, you know, not her coach, but her one-on-one who had built the multi-million kind of business, million-dollar-a-year business that I was building. And so, you know, I worked with her one-on-one and drew so much value out of that relationship, and, you know, just her kind of continual feedback along the way as I was, you know, building and figuring things out. We built a friendship, but kind of, you know, fell a little bit out of touch at the end of the year. But then, you know, as we built out our platform, Firestarter Funnels, which is a, you know, go high level white label. Someone in her community was like, you really should like reach back out, you know, reconnect with Michelle around, you know, what you're doing. She should know about it. And so I did. That conversation, she was like, this is amazing. This is, you know, I teach my students, you know, all of the strategy and have, you know, so much, you know, content and everything. But, you know, I don't want to have a platform. I'm not going to build a platform. I do it on all these different platforms. It would be, it's so amazing that I can just, you know, send them to your platform, Firestarter Funnels, help them, you know, with the support of your team, get launched faster. There's all these templates that they need that I teach about. So kind of like, I have the methodology and the strategy, you have the implementation and the support. And so that is a partnership, and it's been an incredible partnership, you know, for us to grow our community and, you know, really just, you know, expand the impact of what we're doing, not to mention the business. So just, you know, speak in that all came from investing in an aligned relationship, and then you just never know, you know, how it will circle back. So huge believer in it. And then we also, you know, kind of on the inside of our business, you know, we are really that community piece, you know, building a community of raving fans and, you know, have an affiliate program. And, you know, I think all these different ways that you can build referrals and also just kind of like reward people, you know, who are, you know, faithful and investing in the community. I just think it's so powerful.
Yes, super powerful. I love your share and story. And a couple of things I'd love to highlight is partnership. Like, that's a great example of it. And I feel like in the beginning, I didn't really know what partnership meant. I just meant, you know, like you co-own a business together. But what I really come to find out, like referral partnerships, is this great example where you had your own business, your owner of your business, your mentor, and then you're later on, you know, a referral partner has her own business. It's completely separate. However, there's such a natural synergy that, and where I love too, what she shares, she's like, my clients need this, but I don't want to do that piece. And that's a really powerful concept, I believe, is that allows us to be in our zone of genius and step out of our zone of excellence. So for everybody listening too, just really, I feel like so powerful that example of like, what do your clients need? What do they need? What are things that are outside of your zone of excellence or even out of your zone of passion? And then who's somebody where that's their piece? And then boom, you can send them business, work out an affiliate arrangement. So your business is still getting fueled. And then it's just a great synergy.
Exactly. I love that. Right. Helps grow our community, you know, and our business for her, helps her students get results faster. So it just is this 1+1 is so much more than the sum of those results. So I just wanted to share because it is such a, you know, aligned example. As we were chatting before, another thing we were chatting about is, you know, it's great to refer, but also, you know, you need to kind of be referable, you know, like what makes someone referable, you know, kind of how they communicate, you know, what their, you know, digital footprint looks like, what their offers look like, what their brand looks like how do you put yourself in a position to be referable?
Yes. Love this. So yeah, I would categorize it in two things. So the first one is like, is a person easy to refer or hard to refer? Easy to refer, boom. Or is it hard? It's confusing. It's complex. That's one phase. Phase beyond that is more like advanced, I'd say, is becoming highly referable, where it's like, boom, things are all dialed in. So to first speak on phase one, you'd probably be surprised of how many like seven-figure coaches, amazing multi-million dollar businesses, you know, come to me and they're like, okay, I just need, you know, more speaking, more partnerships, more brand deals. It's like, okay, great. Let's take a look at what you got. And we look at it as like, whoa, that's hard to refer. Like there's all these moving pieces and I'm not clear. So the first step is just like an ads funnel. Like if the ad isn't clear and who it's for and it's a clean process, same thing with referrals. It's just a referral funnel in a way. So yeah, being easy to refer is who is it for? What is it? How does it work? What's the outcome that they get? Which I can share an example. Would that help?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So like in my case, Dream Team 100 is a highly curated referral mastermind of 6 and 7 figure coaches. So that's what it is. And how does it work? Is it's a community of referral partners who promote each other's high ticket programs, events, masterminds, services. Okay. And so in our method that we focus on is deal flow, speaking, and partnerships. And we have 100 spots, so it was 100 niches, so that one chosen expert per niche, and all opportunities flow to that person. And what people do then when they're referred in is they get a guest ticket to experience the mastermind. So in that example, what I'm going through is, you know, what is it? Who's it for? How does it work? A little bit more specific how it works, like what's unique about it, and then what's the next step? So I'll share it over to you as like, that's what I would say, like, easy to refer.
Yeah, I love that. Just thinking, you know, as, so you mentioned that in your network, there's kind of like one person per niche, you know, so you don't have like 10 people who like do this thing. And I think, you know, to walk that back a little bit, I think, you know, as people are building businesses and trying to grow, I think there can be this fear of niching down too much, but it sounds like from what you're saying, there's actually a benefit because it, you know, makes it maybe a little bit easier to refer for that, you know, specific person or partnership.
Totally. Totally. So in my community, I've had 6, 7, and 8 figure entrepreneurs, and I've realized there's certain mindsets that are very clear at each one. So below 6 figures, what I find, just in my experience, is people are really resistant again at niche. It's almost like saying a bad word. It's like, whoa, getting triggered of like, no, I'm a unique this. My method is this. I was trained by this. Like, it's this unique thing. It's like, okay. That's what I find people below 6 figures. People who are in the low six figures, it's kind of like I'm in this general space. Like, for example, branding. But they don't want to say too much on what is about, you know? And then mid 6 figures to a million, I'd say it's more clear. Like, I'd probably say clear on the niche, and they're just starting to like run with that clarity. They're like, whoa, all this business is happening. It's like, yeah, because people finally know what you do and they can just think. So, and then 7 figure people, like, they're like, oh yeah, this is just this, and I don't want to be anything else. And like high ticket sales, like, you know, coach high ticket sales. Now, dude, does a person just Jennifer do it in unique ways? For sure. Does she bring in her spirituality and connection and subconscious? Like, of course. So that's what I would say is, you know, the faster you just keep it simple. Like for me, I just tell people referrals, you know, referrals, it's a referral mastermind. Is that like super simple? Yes. Now, do I use like soul contract and subconscious and my master energy healer of 13 years? Yes. However, it's like people need to know what it is first before they can hear more, I believe.
Well, so much more that we could dig into. I'm so glad that we have had this conversation. So Sebastian, where can our listeners find you and your work with Dream Team?
Yes, I would say dreamteam100.ai is the website, and on Instagram or social at Sebastian Cruz, E at the end of Cruz. And yeah, you can find me there.
Awesome. Well, all of that will be linked on our show notes at thefirestarterpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please check us out on YouTube, on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast. And if you enjoyed what you heard today and want to tune in for more episodes, please check us out also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and leaving a review there goes a super long way in helping more listeners find us and tune in for more conversations like this. So thanks so much, and see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind-the-scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the fire starter that you are.